This is Read Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news, top stories of the hour first. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli directs concerned officials to speed up development works. Nepali Congress obstructs the House meeting today as well. Archaeological Department says 400 Quake Rabbits cultural heritages reconstructed, and Iran to launch new satellite despite U.S. objection. Now news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has directed the officials to increase the capital expenditure of the project running under foreign aid. Addressing the 47th meeting of the National Development Action Committee at Singapore today, the Prime Minister directed the officials to expedite the development works, increasing the capital expenditure as per the target set by the government. He also urged the subordinate bodies to adopt the working style as per the changed context so that visible changes can be seen in the pace of development works. The meeting of the committee also decided to carry out the necessary works of the respective ministries in coordination with Foreign Affairs Ministry and Sagarmatha Sambad Secretariat to make Sagarmatha Sambad successful and constitute a mechanism in coordination of a member from Fiscal Department of the National Planning Commission to bring in the assured grants and investment from the development partner promised during the investment summit last year. The committee has also directed the Ministry of Land Management, Cooperative and Poverty Alleviation should provide the public lands for the project implementation as per the need within 3 months in coordination with provincial government. Today's meeting of the House of Representatives has been obstructed following the protest of the main opposition party, Nepali Congress. The meeting, which started around 45 minutes behind the schedule, could not be forwarded following the interruption by the Nepali Congress lawmakers. They stood from their respective seats in a gesture of protest. The Nepali Congress parliamentarian objected the corruption case launched by the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority at the Special Court against their Parliamentary Party's Deputy Leader Bijay Kumar Gajadhar in connection to Lalita Niwas land scam. It is the third time Nepali Congress has obstructed the House over the same issue in the current session. In today's meeting, the House of Representatives Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota repeatedly requested for the lawmakers' cooperation to run the House smoothly, but the protest from the opposition party's lawmakers continued unabated. The Speaker, appraising the House of Constitutional Provision about the matter, made it clear that the issue could not be resolved by the Parliament as it has already entered into the court. He drew the attention of the major opposition towards keeping the Parliament's dignity, pride and supremacy. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence Sir Pokhrel has stressed on extensive discussions on ways of minimising the climate change effects and the measures of adaptation. Speaking in the pre-discussion of Sagarmatha Sambad in Kathmandu today, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel mentioned that Nepal's mountains, lifestyle and ecological system have been bearing the scores of climate change. Nepal is going to host the Sagarmatha Sambad, a flagship global forum to generate discourse on the national, regional and international concerns facing Nepal as well as other countries across the world. The event, themed Climate Change, Mountains and the Future of Humanity, will be held in Kathmandu from coming April 2nd to 4th. Pressing for the need to build resilience to tackle climate change, the Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel said, least developed countries like Nepal are at high risk of climate change effects. Out of 920 heritages destroyed by the 2015 Gorkha earthquake, reconstruction of over 400 heritages has been over so far. A total of 150 heritages are undergoing reconstruction in the current fiscal year. The Department of Archaeology has aimed at completing 60% of the reconstruction of the quake damaged heritages within this fiscal year, while to complete the remaining 40% by the fiscal year 2078-79 BS. At a press conference organized at the department today, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Yogesh Kumar Batrai, shared that Arrangement can be made to create atmosphere for ensuring night visit at Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur Darbar Squares. He also added that heritages in the Kathmandu Valley will be interlinked and cycle lane to connect them will be constructed. The National Human Rights Commission has urged the government to arrange the home return of the Nepalese stranded in Hubei province of China amidst coronavirus threat. Issuing a press statement today, the commission has urged the government to bring Nepalese from China, saying their lives are at risk. A meeting of the commission's office bearers today also decided to call the secretaries to commission to take stock of the initiative led by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Education and Health Ministry regarding bringing the Nepalese back home. Nepali Congress leader Ramchandra Pauril has accused the government of deviating from the principle of equality. Speaking up at a press meet in Chitwan, the major opposition party leader alleged the government of being biased, forgetting that all people are equal. He also said a bill is likely to be introduced in the parliament not allowing the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority to investigate the government decisions, and it is guided by an ill intention of weakening democracy. On a different note, the Nepali Congress leader said ideological class existing within the party has been resolved to some extent. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Over 11,000 trees were chopped down in course of implementation of two hydropower projects in Sankhwashava. Such a number of trees were cut down for the implementation of 900 megawatt Arun third hydropower project and 220 kV Kosi corridor transmission line. The trees were being managed by the 18 community forest areas. Earlier, the Council of Ministers had agreed on removal of the 14,000 trees of community and private forest areas for the construction of the project. The Arun Third project has used 44.18 hectares of forest areas owned by the Makalu National Park. A cruise ship will be available for public transportation from mid-February. The construction of the cruise ship in Ward No. 16 of Bharatpur Metropolis has now reached its final stage. Managing Director of the Rhino Water Entertainment Private Limited, Ramchandra Karel, said the recent decision of the Cabinet has allowed registration of the industry related to ship and it has helped speed up the work. Director Karel further said online booking to enjoy the ride on the cruise ship will open in the next 10 days. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on some international updates. Iran has started the countdown to launch the scientific observation satellite that is a part of a program that United States had previously described as a provocation. Beginning countdown to launch a Jafar satellite in the next few hours, In the name of God, Iran's telecommunications minister Mohammad Javed Ajari Jahormi wrote on Twitter on Sunday. According to state news agency IRNA, the minister said less than €2 million had been spent on making the satellite and that it would have cost five times more if Iran had wanted to buy it. Severe gales and heavy rains are sweeping across the UK as travellers face disruption from Storm Kira. There is widespread flooding and one severe warning, meaning a danger to life, has been issued for Batterley Breeze, North Yorkshire. In Hastings, police, three Coast Guard teams, a helicopter and a lifeboat are searching for a missing surfer. Airlines have cancelled dozens of flights while several rail firms have urged passengers not to travel. The number of coronavirus deaths has overtaken that of the SARS epidemic in 2003. In China's Hubei province alone, the epicenter of the latest outbreak, the death toll now is put at 780 by regional health officials. All but two of the overall total 813 deaths have so far been in mainland China. In 2003, 774 people were killed by SARS in more than two dozen countries. More than 34,800 people have been infected with the new coronavirus worldwide, the vast majority in China. Now sports news. Oman has defeated Nepal by 8 wickets in today's match under the ICC World Cup Cricket League 2. This is the second time Nepal got defeated by Oman. Elected to bat first after losing the test, Nepal posted a target of 250 before Oman. Nepal scored 249 runs in 50 overs by losing 8 wickets. In response, Oman made 250 runs in 47.2 overs by losing 2 wickets. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the eastern and central hilly regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. We have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli directs concerned officials to speed up development works. Nepali Congress obstruct the House meeting today as well. Archaeological Department says 400 earthquake-ravaged cultural heritages reconstructed, and Iran to launch new satellite despite U.S. objection. That's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English Bulletin is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.
A special weather bulletin for mountaineering expedition teams.
Welcome to the special weather bulletin. General weather. It will be partly cloudy with chances of light snowfall at one or two places in all three regions. Now wind direction, wind speed and temperatures in the western region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 230 degrees, 20 knots and 3 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 240 degrees, 45 knots and minus 13 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 280 degrees, 65 knots and minus 26 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 300 degrees, 100 knots and minus 40 degrees Celsius. Similarly, wind direction, wind speed and temperatures in the central region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 220 degrees, 15 knots and 3 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 260 degrees, 45 knots and minus 15 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 280 degrees, 65 knots and minus 28 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 290 degrees, 90 knots and minus 43 degrees Celsius. Likewise, wind direction, wind speed and temperatures in the eastern region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 240 degrees, 15 knots and 3 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 250 degrees, 30 knots and minus 17 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 280 degrees, 70 knots and minus 30 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 290 degrees, 90 knots and minus 45 degrees Celsius. That's the end of the special weather bulletin from Radio Nepal.